Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's so encouraging to hear about Emily and the amazing, amazing missionary race. You know, that's awesome. That's what really all of us should be doing every day. We don't have to go to another world, but we need to go like she's going into darkness. Darkness is where, you know, the light of Jesus Christ is not presently there. Mm-hmm. And so she's racing into the darkness.
That's something.
And I was thinking about, you know, are you on God's rescue team? You know, God has a rescue team. And Proverbs 24:11 says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. And then verse 12 says, if you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Does not he who guards your life know it? And will he not repay each person according to what he has done? He says, rescue. Rescue those being led away to death and hold the slaughter back. You know, there's a huge following being led astray today. They're being led straight to death. And many Christians and non-Christians have been desensitized. They're asleep.
Right.
They're just asleep of the real evil that is present. You know what I'm saying? There's evil that most people aren't even aware of. It's like, you understand how evil that is and how much evil there really is out there? It's totally right. Desensitized. They have no clue, no understanding.
You think about that, too, that asleep, that's why they call it the Great Awakening.
Yes.
The Great Awakening is the church just waking up. That's how great an awakened church is.
Yeah.
Did they name first Great Awakening, second Great Awakening, and the third Great Awakening, which is about to take place? Mm-hmm.
The name alone is convicting.
Yeah.
The name alone.
Yep.
Great Awakening. You know, evil has a name. His name is the devil.
Right.
Satan.
Right.
And the biggest lie that the devil can promote is that he's not real and he doesn't exist. I mean, there have been false teachers that are actually preaching and sharing that the devil is not real and that hell is not a real place.
Are they also teaching, and they're not held captive by him when they're teaching that?
Yeah, hello.
Right.
You know, it's time to wake up and not to believe this lie. And many have bought into this lie, and they're seeing, you know, bad things that are happening every day, and they're disassociating it with the fact that it's no, that is evil. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There's an evil presence behind that. The devil is behind that. It's not just a bad thing. That thing is actually evil. And what do you think we're about? Where the chaos, destruction, vicious lies and hatred, murder, confusion, jealousy, perversion, immorality, strife. That's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not normal. And people have become so desensitized that they see those things happening in their lives and in their families and their place of business and attribute that to human nature. No, no, that's demonic. You know what I mean? And God's called us to go into the darkness to rescue, right? God's rescue team. And you need to have this reality, if you don't know this already, that Satan hates your guts. He really does. He's not your friend. Because you were made in the image and the likeness of God. I mean, when you think about all the abortions that have taken place, 50 million since Roe versus Wade, since 1973, 50 million plus, those that we know are recorded.
Right.
And since the morning after pill, we don't even know how many abortions are taking place right now. I mean, this is just a conservative number, a small segment, because Satan is trying to erase your knowledge of God, does not even want you to know God. He hates your guts. This is evil and darkness beyond what many are just ignoring and not even coming to the full reality. And the devil is having a field day. Think about 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. You know, children and families are being absolutely shredded apart. You know, I just met a family not too long ago that's going through a rough time like that. And she had the children, and it's just like your heart just goes out for it. And all those that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy's just sowing so much stuff. Well, God has called those who know him, those who love him, those who have made him Lord, those who have given him their lives, to do something about this darkness.
Yeah.
To do something about what's happening. How can we sit idly by and just look at the destruction, look at the lies, look at what Satan is doing and say, well, as long as it's not happening in my home, you know, we just get, well, it's not happening in your home yet, right? Maybe, mm-hmm. you know? But you need to rush into the darkness. They're on a road, a windy road that leads to death and slaughter. And 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this, the God of this age, the little g God of this age, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of Christ. The enemy has blinded their eyes. They cannot see. You know, I like to say that everyone really wants God. They really love the Lord. They're just so blinded right now. What you want to do is just love on them and share the truth so that when that crack, that window, that veil gets pulled out just a little bit, once they see the light and they see the truth, they're going to run right after the right. Lord. But they're blinded. And that's why we must tell them. That's why we must warn them. That's why we must not rest until we've done all that we could in all the ways that we're able to do it in the brief, small time that we have left.
And not only is their eyes blinded, but he says that their minds are blinded.
Yes.
And there's something worse than a blind eye, because a blind eye can still see, but a blind mind can never see.
Mm.
It can never see. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to talk to someone who you believe can understand you when you can't see a blind mind. You can't physically see a blind mind, but you can experience it. You can experience a blind mind. And that's when you look someone square in their face and tell them the truths of God, and they start talking about a different topic or different subject, or don't even, like you're saying, don't even connect.
Right? Just gone. Just like it's almost like you're really talking to a wall, because they just, this just not even happening.
Of course, the answer is time. Then you say, okay, this person needs to be saved. I need to preach the gospel to them.
Right.
And then they can see.
Right. The truth. And you look at this evil they're calling right now, evil good, and calling good evil, and they're racing down that mountain I was describing 100 miles an hour with a blindfold. They're about to crash and burn. They're leading down, it's on that slaughter road, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what happened to the Jews. Unknowingly, they were lied to, they were deceived, and 6 million were led to the gas chambers and to the furnaces. 6 million, you're talking about base of evil. And if you know God, let me tell you something, you're going to be held accountable. If you profess to know Jesus and we don't tell them, you don't tell them, right? Ezekiel 33 says that their blood will be on our hands. God's looking for a rescue team that's willing to light going into darkness. This is what verse 12 says. Says, but if you say we knew nothing about this, does not he weigh the heart, perceive it? Does not God know? We can't close our eyes and say, well, I didn't know of all of it. Come on now.
Right.
Does he not guard your life? Know it. God knows everything. He sees everything. And he knows every thought, and he knows even the motive behind the thought. He knows it all, and he will repay each person. We're compelled to share the truth of God's word and tell all who will hear that God can rescue them from their darkness. God can pull you out of this pit. He can forgive you of all of your sins. That's so powerful. He's the God that gives forgiveness, freedom. He removes shame. He removes guilt. He does everything. And 2 Corinthians 2:6 says this. It says, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts. Now, when I read that, it just jumped out at me. It says, not light shone into the darkness, but light was shining out of the darkness. Well, what has to happen for light to shine out of the darkness?
You gotta go into it.
Light has to go into it. Exactly. In the darkness. Out of the darkness, that light's gonna begin to shine. And it's Jesus. We talked about 9/11 a little earlier in the first hour, and President George W. Bush being down there. We've heard all the stories of the brave men and women of courage, firefighters and rescue teams who ran into the flames while others were running out. Let me tell you, if there's ever been a time that the church can learn from this,
exactly,
it's a time that right now we need to be those brave men and women of God, those warriors for Christ, spiritual, you know, staying on the front lines of the spiritual battle, running into the dark places and letting our light shine out of the dark places. It's time for that hour. And you think about in societies, we're coming to the close of the first hour. You think about the seven mountains that we've heard about. Mm. You know, we need, where there's darkness in business, we need light to shine out of that. Where there's darkness in government, we need light to shine out of that. Where there's darkness in the family, we need light to shine out of that. Mm-hmm. In religion, you need light, true light, the gospel of Jesus Christ to shine out of that, out of the media. We need the light of God. In education, my goodness. You know about all the stuff that's being taught in these schools and these colleges? In entertainment, light, hope, Jesus Christ. It's God. It's time for God's rescue team, not to run away from the darkness, but it's time to run into the darkness and let your light shine out.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.